What I mean is that if you've noticed that your cash flow in the last few months has been bringing you up to 10,000 naira from that deal or 20,000 in a month, do you understand my point? When you hit 50, you can go and give Chike 50,000 and say, give me a computer. You are so sure you will pay him over the next few months and be complete with paying. But people would rather come and say, just give me the computer. I'm believing God that I will be able to pay you. And when you can't pay, he can't fight you. He can't kill you. The computer is now Tokumbo. That's why, look, what I'm saying is godly wisdom. Is what? Godly wisdom. I'm telling you, you want to start making clothes, you don't have money for machine. Listen, I'm not saying, somebody say, what's wrong with borrowing? We'll talk about that in a moment. I'm not saying borrowing is bad. But the Bible says that the borrower is servant to the lender. And people don't understand something. There are different, borrowing for different people means different things. If you go and read Robert Kiyosaki, he described good debt and bad debt. And I will, there's a reason why I'm using that reference. So is borrowing wrong? We'll see what borrowing is. If you pay rent at the end of the month, if you live in a place where rent is paid at the end of the month, I hope you know you've borrowed for 30 days. Yes, you're not. Every day you have not paid, you have borrowed. Are you getting my point? You know, I was discussing with my wife the other day. I said, look, if you're in a place, you know, my car had a problem, and we're just talking. I said, look, once cars begin to age, the problem starts coming one after the other. I said, this is the advantage of developed societies. Like, if you go to a place like America, I said, for a man my caliber, I'll just walk up to the shop, pick another car. I won't pay a dime. We'll agree. I want a Honda. I give you $250 a month. We'll agree that I drive the Honda for 2 years. I must not clock more than 25,000 miles on it. I give you $250 a month. It's a brand new car. It's covered by warranty. I don't have to change the oil. Depending on the kind of oil they put in it, the 2 years, I won't change the oil. I start the car, drive to work, and drive back. At the end of 2 years, I return their car to them. It's a lease. He said, how come you are not owning the car? I said, no, I don't want to own it. I want to just use it every month. Now, there's a reason why I'm giving that illustration. I don't have to borrow money to buy the car. Where good credit works, that's the kind of, Nigeria doesn't have that yet, seriously yet. So I'm trying to answer the question, is it totally wrong to borrow? No. That kind of thing, once I pay you at the end of the month, I have actually borrowed the car essentially for 1 month. Then I gave you the money. Then I'm not owing again. Then I owe you for another. So the law is not that you must never borrow. You've borrowed essentially in that kind of situation. All right? But before you do that, you can see that it's something you can handle. But I'll use that one to illustrate something I was saying earlier. As you want to make clothes, you know how to cut, you know how to sew, but you don't have a machine. Have you noticed that most tailors close at night? How do people use their machine at night? When you've gone to, just show that you know how to handle it, you will do your own work at night. Instead of buying a whole car, like I was saying, you're buying it on a daily basis. You see, simple wisdom. One of the reasons why we don't operate all this wisdom is because it's so easy to go and beg somebody. I like Nigerian banks on one thing right now. They are so useless that people have to think. Nigerian banks are terrible. As Nigerian banks are today, forget Nigerian banks. Banks generally, in the whole world, they are manned by selfish people. People say that bankers are those that give you money, and they give you their umbrella when the sun is out, collect it back once rain starts falling. If you show a bank you don't need money, they will lend you. Do you understand my point? Therefore, what God will do for you, this is again prophetic, you will get to a point where you can show all of them you don't need anything. Did I hear an amen? Amen. People don't know where to say this amen. Amen. I said you will reach a point where you can demonstrate you don't need it. Amen. Jimmy Ibrahim said, the pursuit, that is, Zenith begged him, say, I think it was first man that first gave him 10 billion naira, take credit. Then Zenith came with money, said, I don't want. What is it? You want to kill me with credit? He had done his business, most of his business, I think then he was doing with Oshonik, I don't know about now. We'll talk about, I don't want to go into details of credit and all kind of, let me stick to my spiritual side. Do you understand my point? But the point is that the man didn't need the money, so they are now begging. And listen to me, that's why you have to increase, because I'm going to talk about that again. Be fruitful and multiply. He doesn't pay your own interest rate. I hope you know that. An average person walks in there, collects 2 million naira, you pay a total of 25 to 28% per annum. Jim O'Brien will tell them simply, if you won't take 9%, go. I'm not joking. When they say, to him that has, more shall be given. That's, look, Jesus was telling the truth about life. The interest rate that small people pay is more than twice what big people pay. They will borrow at international rate, because if you don't like it, they walk across to Stanbic in Africa, in South Africa, and collect money from there. If you don't like it, they will go to an international bank and collect money. So, you want to be harassing him with your 25%? On 15 billion. Are you out of your mind? The man will answer you. He said, listen, this is the best I can do. I give you 9%. You don't want it, go away. Do you know why? It's called dominion. Everybody say dominion. He said, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, and then have dominion. You can vex all you want. If you don't have the ability to borrow 10 billion, nobody... Look. Take even, you know what they call commission on transfer. If you have a current account, you put in 10,000 naira, collect it back now, you don't go complete again. The bank removes 5 naira for every 1,000 naira you put inside that you try to take out of a current account. So on that 10,000 naira, they have removed their CO2. How much is that now? That will be 50 naira, be? Good. So for most people, they don't complain because it's small money on 10,000. When you put in 100 million, calculate it. You get the point? For that reason, those who put in 100 million don't pay 5. They don't pay. You go to the bank manager, say, wait. How much? I'm going to be wait. I give you guys 2 per me. You don't want to give me my money. Manager say, wait now. Sit down. Are we quarreling? Sit down. He said, no, I'm serious. Look, listen, guys, the best I can. You see, Glo, MTN, Celtel, Zain, they roll money through the banks. You think they pay 5 per mil? They don't. They pay 2, 1.5. Those are the amounts they pay. If you don't want, there's no quarrel. They collect their money. Say, thank you very much. They just walk across to the other bank. It's called what? Dominion. And for information, some people can afford not to pay at all. They say, don't worry, I'll maintain the minimum balance of 100,000 naira. If I like pass 1 billion to the account, we'll be tied if you touch a dime. The manager will say, no problem, sir. Everybody say dominion. Good. Now, there's a reason why I'm saying this. But at the beginning, this is what God says. He said, be fruitful and what? Multiply. It's so important. We cannot, look, God doesn't give something to you as a harvest, boom, all of a sudden. Bishop said those days, a young man came to him, that's ministry work now, and said, please, in this, he wanted to start ministry. Well, Bishop should give him money. Bishop said, how much? He said, I think 300,000 naira. Bishop said, you're a rogue. You're a rogue. I really said, what are you doing with 300,000 naira? He said, we need money to rent a hall. Listen, church is not hall. I hope you understand the point. I'm not saying fine things are not good, though. If you think that fine things are not good, why are we trying to put air conditioner here? The second one, we're going to put it there. No, I mean, a good thing is a good thing. Do you understand my point? I'm not saying it's not. But, in fact, you are all witnesses that until last year, we refused to repaint this place. Did it stop you from coming here? I used to say that if one day we couldn't pay rent, I would shut the door and leave a note that my house has a garage. Everybody wants to hear Pastor Banky. Find your way to my garage at home. Yes. No, I'm serious. And if I don't like that, there are primary schools around. I walk up to the headmaster and offer to pay a small amount of money. When we are going, I will load all our equipment in the boot and drive down there. That's why I told somebody that, look, I won't go around raising money. I won't. I just will not do it. Know the message you want here? When people are jogging in Opera Square, I'll tell you Bible study at 6:30 a.m. I will put my recorder beside my mouth. Look, oh God. Ask Deji. He will sit down in that corner when we first started. I had my microphone like this. Are you ready? 2 hands, you press record. And you are still listening to the message today. Man on assignment. Yeah, it's still there. Understand the new covenant. That's how we recorded it. When we started converting the messages to a digital format, those ones we first recorded. The old computer we were using used to save a 45-minute message in 25 minutes. That after we've recorded it on WebPad, click save. We'll go bath, shave, cook, fry dodo, eat, it's still saving. It's so funny now. Go in there now, with the computer we have there. You click save on a 1.5 hour message. In 3 minutes, it's saved. On this my computer, I click save on a 2 hour message. 3 minutes is saved. Then, I'm not joking, when we record one side of a tape, 45 minutes, we click save. We timed it. This is not a joke. It was the DJ9 timed it. Let's see how long it takes. You could hear crrr as the hard disk is working hard to code all the message. Which technology I not learned? Laplink. Some of you have never heard of Laplink. I went to buy Laplink cable to transfer from that old computer to a desktop. Will now connect. And there have been days that you think it is linking. It's not linking anything. 4 hours. When I say, look, to transfer 1 gig was 4 hours. 1 gigabyte of audio to another computer. So because this one was so old, it doesn't have all this bond, this USB port. Say, what happened? USB waiting. Now, what I'm doing, that was ministry. But people think it's only a ministry. But I'm telling you, it also happens in business. Do you get my point? It also happens in business. People have to learn to take things stage by stage. I'll tell you a problem. Let me just add this on to it. I'm saying many things. Be very careful. When did Esau lose his birthright? When he was hungry. Thank you. Forget that Nigerians know how to break contracts. Where people honor contracts, and God said, he that will ascend the mountain of God is the one that swears to his own heart and does not change. That is, if you sign off your company at the beginning, God will not support you when you want to collect it back by force. When do people lose their birthright? When they are hungry. When the business is just starting and they need money. Should you collect people, allow people to invest in your business? I'm not saying it's wrong. I think they should. No problem with it. But please, if it's based on vision and a goal, controlling shares must be yours eternally. If I say this, you'll surprise you. I'm one person that doesn't believe it. Say, should I take my company public? For what? I say it's for charity work. You want everybody else to participate. Or God wants to bless you like he blessed Aliko Dangote. Fine. And the man was smart enough to sell only 30%. Because the man is not lying to report to you what he's doing. He will report and vote. He has 70. Do you know what I mean? 70% of the vote is one thumb. All of you, thousands of investors, put all your thumbs together is equal to the other 30%. So you can't change policy. You can't change MD. You can't change chairman. There's nothing you can do. What's my reason? Listen, if it's based on vision, if it's based on a calling, if it's something that you really want to do, like ministry, you can't afford to let every Tom, Dick, and Harry have a say. You just can't afford it. You won't go anywhere. Go and ask Richard Branson. He went public, he came out from the public domain. Mary Kay, she went public, she came out from the public domain. Check the three American, automakers, the big three, the Detroit three. The most balanced of them, I think, is Ford. Is the one that remains a private company. GM is public company number one. And is the most unstable company in the world currently financially. Is the one that needs a bailout more than Chrysler and Ford. Ford, really. Ford, if you go, when they were analyzing, Ford was not actually planning to spend the money. Just wanted to have it available. It's a private company. GM, listen, as a public company, GM had to go and borrow money from a bank to pay dividends. I don't know whether you hear what I said. I don't know whether you hear what I said. Yes, it's so stupid that you can't hear it. GM borrowed money from banks to pay dividends. You are supposed to pay dividends on profit. No, be so. No, they didn't make any profit. They made losses. In the center of their loss, they went into a bank, borrowed money, and paid dividends. Why? They're supposed to be a blue chip company. Retirement money was there. You know? People's retirement money was invested in GM. So GM had to give them money to keep living. Thereby making the company more precariously balanced. Pushing them further into debt. There's a scripture for it. Do not be unequally yoked with an unbeliever. In fact, Warren Buffett hates new investors. He hates his investors selling their shares. He said, who wants to be changing business partner every day? That's his logic. Then why should I change my business partner every day? So he doesn't like his investors selling shares at all. Because you have another person who doesn't understand what we are doing, you have to start trying to win you over. But for those of us who are starting this, what I'm going to say is that it's when people are hungriest that they lose their birthright. Are you getting my point? Don't forget something. I started this because you're a Christian. I started by saying that there's nothing you want to do that God didn't start. Therefore, it can't die. Look, I don't know whether you get what I'm saying. There is a force that is sustaining you. Let Satan know that every day. When he wants to take what is yours, don't agree. Because he thinks you will die. No, he makes you think you are going to die. That's why Esau sold his birthright. He said, after all, what use is this birthright to me if I'm dead? So he sold the birthright for what? A morsel of bread, porridge, you know, one meat, according to the Bible. They gave him a mess of beans. Jacob had been eyeing this thing bad. Rich men, that's what they do. When companies are in distress, that's when they bring money. Take. They buy it up. Buy it, that's their job. That's how some people make money. It's not an evil thing. It's the Esau that sold it that's at fault. It's not the Jacob that bought it. Are you getting my point? When you become rich, you too have money handy. When you see a man that God wants to dispossess of his inheritance, be there to collect it. Okay, you don't know what I'm saying. Be there to collect it. Just make sure you are not the one that's selling his inheritance. That's the point I'm making. One way by which you will prevent that from happening to you, look, because remember I told you something about Barack Obama? Is how you start that you will finish. If at the beginning you are the type that make every Tom, Dick, and Harry put money, dispossess you of your controlling power, later on when you are big, you will still do the same thing. As a small politician, Barack Obama did not agree to take money from everybody, and big money, especially. When he was running for the office of president, he maintained the thing. You're a big company, don't give us money. There was a maximum amount of money he took from companies, maximum he took from individuals, and everybody could see who was giving him money. He turned out at the end of the day, he raised more money than everybody else. Because he's a tech guy, a sharp guy technologically. The guy launched into raising money from the internet. I don't know which one is correct. Either he had 1 million or 4 million people working for him. Anyway, there were 4 or 7 million people on the mailing list. He had an arm that is people campaigning for Obama. This one where he win is the winning of David. You know the way David became king? It's the same way he won the presidency. Everybody was coming and submitting their services to him. My friend told me something. Were you the one, Chicky, or somebody was telling me that he called somebody in the U.S.? Then the person on the phone, then somebody knocked on that fellow's door. And the fellow, you know, like, please give me a second, let me answer the bell. He went, and he came back to the phone and said it was one of Obama's volunteers coming to remind him to come and vote. 1 million people who he doesn't know. They were going house to house. Because America has a population of 250 million to 260 million people. So one person just needs to tackle 200 people and the whole of America is covered. Oh, forget, it's not even 200 people because not all of them are voting. 260 million, we are saying, a lot of them are below the age of 16 to 18. So they can't vote. It made it very easy for the man to win. Once he defeated Hillary Clinton, that he beat McCain was a long-forgotten story. I told the story again to bring something out. From the beginning, he made up his mind what he would not do and what he would do. Are you getting my point? When you are doing business too, the same thing. From the beginning, make up your mind what you won't do and what you will not do. And I'm telling you from the beginning, the best way to raise money is to take the 2 naira in your pocket and learn to use it appropriately. Do you get my point? Listen, don't go and get... Look, big men are terrible in quotes. You know what I mean? Terrible. They will buy up your birthright. I'm telling you. And it's not an evil thing. God is using them to test you whether you are an Esau. How many of you watch Dragon's Den? Dragon's Den. You see, John Momo is sitting down there. He will come and worship her. sitting down there. The number of people sitting down there, they have millions to invest in your business. You will come, stand there, tell a long story, talk. After you've given them your business plan, everything, when they finally agree to invest money, that next thing they do is that, how much are you giving us? What percentage of the business? They negotiate for things like, so your mom will tell you that, okay, I'll put in 2 million, I take 20%. Another person says, okay, I put in 3 million. And they'll be talking, and then the most people who get money live there with less than 40% of the companies in their pocket. And I shake my head at it, foolishness. All of you are just coming here to sell your birthright. Those guys are Jacobs. All the Esau's queue up. Blew away their birthright. Hi! I look at it, I say, forget. I don't need your 10 million naira. I will grow my 10 million naira. Hey, those who are not evil people, they are good people. Those are the Jacobs of life. Those who have God's blessing. God has put them there to be collecting inheritances left and right from those who don't understand the value thereof. They are good people. But I told my wife, I said, if not me, I step up there, no matter the story. Once you cross 49%, I'm going home. And they'll say, why? I said, the reason is simple. This is my idea. I'm selling it to nobody. Cross 49, I'm going. Even if I come there, really need your money. No matter what you put, it's 49. Max, that's what I'm giving you. You know why? Because one day, if you annoy me too much, I will hold a board meeting and pay you money for the 49% and kick you out. It's my best right. I'm allowed to do it. When you want to take me off the direction of my goal and my ministry, I will refuse. Oh boy, once you contribute more than, once you hold more than 51%, you can't do anything. No. You can't. The man has the right. It's his company now. I used to tell one of my friends there. He said, look, it's because companies don't go public. That's why Nigeria is not developing. I said, I don't believe it. I don't believe it at all. It's not because we don't go public. I said, look, if you are not ready to answer to everybody, then don't go and steal their money. You didn't know that Dangote, a very smart guy. He's been doing his business for a very long time. He's not planning to give the control over to you at all. Therefore, he sells 30%. And every Nigerian bought the 30%, and the man became so rich. He paid all the money he was owing. Believe me, the company is not worth anything near what people paid for it. What am I teaching? For me, I believe you have too much around you. You hear what I said? You have too much around you. You have enough to use to start. What business do you want to start that we cannot sit down and work out how you will not sell your best right? There are some things you have clients. Talk to the clients. Persuade him to give you just enough money to cover your costs. Why should he do that? That's another thing. Why should he do that? Other people are charging me 100,000 naira. And here you are. You are ready to charge him only 70,000. As long as he puts 50,000 naira down first. Now, the guy will consider it. Believe me, he will consider it. At the beginning, work on commission for goodness sake. Pay all of this. I take 15% at the end of the day as profit. The little way, look, this man, what's his name? Peter Daniels. There was something he said in one of his teachings. He said that, he was talking about how to negotiate, the power of negotiation. So when they put out an advert, there's a job he needed done, so he put out an advert that people should bid for it and all of that. So people bidded, and when he selected the best people who bidded, the best quote he had was for $100,000. So he called the man up and said, I've seen your stuff, I've seen everything. I think $100,000 is not bad, and I think you'll be able to do the work, so I want to give you the job. He said, but, I said, wait. How will you feel if I told you I gave it to somebody else who agreed to do it for 90,000? Said the man thought for a while and said, are you saying that if I accept $90,000, I'll get the job? The guy said, guaranteed. That guy said, all right, 90,000. That's like he saved $10,000 instantly, few minutes talk on the phone. So I told the man, all right, come to my office tomorrow, we'll sign the papers, and then you can begin the job. Before the man arrived, he went to the bank, drew $80,000 in cash, crisp notes, put it together on his table, and waited for the man to arrive. When the man arrived, they went to sit on his relaxing chairs. He made sure the money was in sight. So when the guys were chatting, he said, as they were chatting, you see the guy's eye go there. The young man's eyes will go to that side. they kept chatting. The guy's eye went there. After a while, he said to put the man out of his misery. He said, wait, are you wondering what that is? The guy said, yes. That's actually is $80,000 in cash. I said, well, if you want the money, no problem. I'll put that money in a bag for you. You go away with it if you agree to do the job for $80,000. So the guy said, moment. He turned around, did some calculations, calculated it, and said, yeah, now bring up. The man went, collected the money, put it in a bag, gave it to the guy. He said, do you know why the guy accepted $80,000? Listen, in our American system, they do a lot of credit, and we'll discuss that a bit so that you will understand why they do it, all right? Credit has been misused, so you now know what, should we borrow, should we borrow? Now, by the way, the scripture that says, owe no man anything but to love. Please read it in context. It didn't say you shouldn't borrow money. Give honor to whom honor is due. So don't make sure you give honor to whom honor is due. Therefore, owe no man honor that you are supposed to honor. If you see your senior on the road, don't owe him a greeting. Do you get my point? Don't just walk up past. You pause. Good morning, sir. That way you are out of the debt that you didn't greet him that morning. If you have a father at home, Christmas passed. The man didn't feel anything from your side, you are owing. I hope you calculated the interest. This is we're almost in February. So calculate the interest and send it. That's what it means by owe no man. You get what I'm saying? There are people you owe. He wasn't saying that. Because listen, you are owed, if you pay rent at the end of the month, you're always owing your landlord 1 month. I hope you know that. If Cosmo owes us before we pay, we owe them. So that's not what he's saying at all. Are you getting the point? Uh-huh. So I'll discuss that. So let me get back to the story I was telling you. So the man said that, what was the issue? Why did that guy accept $80,000 down from 90? It was a simple thing. Because you operate a credit society. If you go to the internet, if you open your Yahoo box, you'll see a lot of it. You advertise furniture. You don't have to pay anything, no interest for the next 2 years. No down payment, zero interest. You don't have to start paying till 2010. You've seen those things on the internet. You've seen them on newspaper, their magazines and all of that. Let me ask you a question. The man who say, don't pay me for the next 2 years and I won't charge you any interest for 2 years, is he a fool? What does that tell you? That money you are paying includes all the interest for 2 years, includes all profits for tying down his capital for 2 years. Everything is in there. All that one of zero interest is a lie. He's teaching the sharp guys that if you want it cheaper, pay me cash. Those who don't know can pay cash and not take advantage of it. Of the fact that they have cash, because cash is supposed to give you power. So what this man was saying is that, in effect, listen, this man would have had to, maybe as he wanted to build something, maybe a small house, he would have had to go and collect wood on credit, cement on credit, do everything on credit, and then pay the workmen. Of course, those ones you pay them fairly on time, all right? But at the end of the week and all of that. He said, but having cash meant that he'll walk over to the shop, negotiate for the wood. And they say, okay, you're going to pay us $5,000. And they say, no, the best I pay is $3,500. Because the man who's asking for $5,000 does not expect to finish getting his money until December. So when you tell him, no, I'm giving the money now. He said, are you serious? You dip it in your pocket. You flash the cash in his face. Price jumps down. Boom. In their society, that's the way it is. Because they did so much on credit that they worked all of that into the cost. So you can cut down prices when you come up with cash. That's what he was saying. So the man calculated it and realized that he's going to do a quicker job and still make his decent profit if he accepted $80,000 by paying all his own suppliers in cash. Because as he's dropping from 90 to 80, so are they also willing to drop once he shows up with money. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain? Look, those are the little wisdoms you use when you want to do something and you don't have too much money. You walk up to the man, okay, I will do it for lower than what other people are doing it. All I'm asking for is that you pay me half of the money now. Please, let me go back to this again. I told that there's nothing like a Christian business by El Shaddai Incorporated. There's nothing like that. If I'm the Oga of CAC, any Christian that shows up, that's Corporate Affairs Commission, with all those biblical names, I will call him personally and say, stop embarrassing us. All right, remove those your godly names. What we need is a company that has reputation. Do you get my point?